Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. The Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynor of Richard Daynor Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynorMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynor. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
All right, here we go. That's a little better than it was last week. Got one more thing we're going to try next week. We'll see if we can't get that right, because that was Richard Daynor's Just Having Fun with me as the voiceover. So maybe if we can get, we'll try one more time next week and use the best of the bunch from now on. So let's see what happens. Anyway, let me say hello to Richard. He's probably out there listening. Richard was a buddy of mine from school. We went to school together back at IS-145, PS-69. Back in Jackson Heights, New York, and whenever there was a substitute teacher, what we did was we got Richard in front of the class, and he would play something on the piano. Man's got some talent. If you need a keyboard guy or an extra track or two for an upcoming album, go check out Richard Daynor. It would be facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Let's give a warm hello and a love you to Krista and Shane. Shane, my partner, and his wife, Krista. Krista's done with all her classroom work, and she's on to the clinicals now. Good luck, Krista. We love you. Shane is working out in Louisiana, Baton Rouge. His company's called Lewis Stone. But if you have any questions about crocodilian, especially the caiman, go ahead and ask him. He also likes them snake things. A lady named Sandy from the Commonwealth of Virginia in the Camelot School there in Virginia. Asked us for a little help with some eggs and stuff for a class that she's got. We said hello to Sandy and her kids out in the Camelot School. I'm hoping we can hear from them sometime. But if you have a school project or a class that you want some caiman reptile stuff, let us know. Either drop us a message on our message board on caimanhunter.com or shoot us an email, bam@caimanhunter.com. The call-in number for this show is 818-369-1429. Today, I think we're going to talk about feeding and diet. Now, we touched a little bit on it, you know, on other shows, doing other things. You know, when you're talking about other things, raising them and breeding them and bringing them, feeding and diet comes into play. But I'm going to go all about feeding and diet today. If you have any questions, anything you want to ask, anything you want to add, anything that you found in your experience, please go to our message board at caimanhunter.com or send us an email at bam@caimanhunter.com. And or if you want to be linked to us or, you know, you see something or check us out, caimanhunter.com/whatever-it-is-that-you-need/forsale.html/rescues.html/links.html whatever it is that you got. If you put a hankcamenhunter.com/ and then whatever it is, .html, and we probably got it up there somewhere. If not, drop us an email, bam@kamenhunter.com. Put us on our message board, kamenhunter.com. Right at the bottom of the page in the far right, you'll see a link to a message board. You send us a message, we'll be happy to get back to you, let you know what's going on. So anyway, feeding and diet. Okay, now, when feeding a caiman, you always want to try to make sure that you use the same area, a certain area, the same area, each time you do feeding. Make that the feeding area of its enclosure, of the caiman enclosure. That should be the area. Use that same area all the time. Try to keep the area far away from the filters and the pumps. And do it on a different day than you do your filter and pump cleanings. After a while, your reptile will know when you're coming to feed it and when you're coming to change the filters and clean the pumps. And this comes in very handy since you don't want them to start snapping at your toes every time you reach your hand into the water or every time you put your foot in the water to go near the pot, to go near the filters, or snapping at your hand every time you go to clean the filters or the pumps. So if you put the pumps on one side and every time you go in there you're cleaning the pumps, they'll usually figure out to stay the heck away from you. And if on the complete other side of your pond, that's where you feed them all the time, and you feed them all the time on a different day, and you do something like carry, like we always put the meat in a white bucket. We have this big white bucket. We stick all the meat in the white bucket. And when we do cleaning, we usually come in with just the tools. So they see us coming in with the tools, and they're not as stupid as people think. They see us coming in with tools, they move away from the filter. They see us coming in with the bucket, on the other hand, and they go straight over to the area that we usually feed them at. And that's what you got to be real careful about. Because after a while, they'll just start coming up and snapping at things, and you don't want your finger or your toes or your hand or your face to be anywhere near the water when that happens. And you also don't want them bothering you when you start to change your filters all the time, because you will be changing filters all the time once they start eating raw meat. Once they start eating regular meat, raw meat, especially if you give them stuff that's got fur on it or bones in it, the poop is going to smell, the filters are going to be working overtime, and you're going to want to be cleaning them. The day you receive your animal, don't try to feed it right away. Doesn't matter if it's 6 inches, 9 inches, or 6 feet. The day that you get your animal, give it 3 days or so to get used to its environment and new surroundings. And after about 3 days or so, then you can put some meat out and it'll start working. When you first get your caiman, if you're still feeding it crickets, it'll probably eat about 20 crickets a day. As it grows and needs bigger prey, a good judge of size would be to go with food pieces that are equal or smaller than the animal's head. And as the animal grows, so does its head, and so does its prey. So maybe after crickets, you go to pinkies. Then after pinkies, you go to mice. And maybe after mice, you go to, like, rat babies. And after a while, you go to rats. And soon you'll be feeding it chunks of meat from your freezer. With the pinkies and the mice and rats, you start lowering the amount of times a week that you feed it, because they're not going to want to eat every day. So usually with pinkies and mice, figure you'll be feeding them maybe 2 to 3 times a week. 2 to 3 times a week is probably right for that. And for sure they're eating raw meat by this time, so you only need, when you start going to the raw meat, you know, regular chunks of raw meat, figure it's going to be about a pound of raw meat per reptile. And then you can go down to about once a week. And during the winter, even if you keep them indoors during the winter and you keep the temperature pretty good, pretty good around 85 degrees, for some reason they still know that it's the winter. And you can probably start feeding them like once every 2 weeks. They're not going to eat as much. They know it's winter. They slow down. The metabolism slows even more. And they don't need to eat but maybe once every 2 weeks. During the summer, though, they're bigger, they're eating meat, they're eating chunks of meat. You want to feed them once a week, and we usually feed them about a pound of meat per reptile. For a while there, we were going through 8 to 10 pounds of meat every week, raw meat every week. Now, these animals are strictly carnivorous. They eat meat. Don't think you're going to give it a salad. They eat meat. You can feed a chicken, but not too much, because the additives in the chicken can affect their offspring, their breeding, and their digestive system. You can give them live fish in their watered areas at times, but not too much or too many or too often, because the oil and the scales can be detrimental to them if taken in abundance. That can also affect their offspring, their breeding, and their digestive system. They will eat dead fish, dead deer, steak, any kind of raw meat, roadkill, mice, rats, rabbits, bunnies, squirrels, the neighbor's bratty kids, your bratty kids. If your animal isn't too big and the kids are, you might have to cut them into smaller pieces, but okay, we don't really feed them the neighbor's bratty kids. I remember one time we went out to the pond and we saw a cowboy boot laying right next to the pond. And Terry walked up and looked at the cowboy boot and went, "Where's the rest of the cowboy?" Never did find out a cowboy or his hat. Tossed the boot in the garbage. One boot. Don't know how it got there. Don't care. Don't want to know. If you're missing a cowboy, though, let us know. We might have his boot. Anyway, if the animal isn't too big, but the pieces of meat that you're feeding it are, like let's say you want to give it some deer, you may need to cut the deer into smaller pieces. If the animal is big enough, like we've fed him feeding bunnies, not like, you know, the bunny that your daughter might bring home from school and go, "Oh, how a cute little cotton tail." Just regular feeding bunnies. We fed them some feeding bunnies, feeding rabbits. And they would take the rabbit and they would tear it apart themselves. You know, when the 4-foot, 5-footers, and 6-footers, they would tear them apart themselves. So they're pretty good with that stuff if the meat is big. If they're big enough, they can do that. If the animals are smaller, they're not tearing apart real well. They don't have help from other guys in the pond with them. You know, they will do a death roll and tear the food off, but if there's only one of them, it's hard to tear the food apart. So you got to wait till there's like two or three if you do that, you know, bigger meat pieces for them. Another thing to remember, let me mention again that our call-in number is 818-369-1429. 818-369-1429. Here with the Cayman Hunter, and we're talking about feeding and diet for Cayman crocodilus, also, that's the scientific name, they're also known as spectacled Cayman. We're talking about being carnivorous. Oh, and by the way, you know, humans are the same way. Well, we do eat salad, but we're not meant to eat salad all the time. I mean, if we were meant to eat salad all the time, our teeth would look a whole lot different than they do. We have cutting teeth, we have gnawing teeth, we have chewing teeth. Those things are meant for meat. You don't have to do that to leaves. We're meant to eat meat. I don't know. People who are vegetarians. What are you going to do, right? To each his own. How many vegetarians does it take to feed a caiman? Oh, never mind. Okay, anyway, so if you're feeding the meat without the bones, you get a whole big chunk of roast at the like 2-day-old roast, and they can't sell it anymore. They're getting ready to throw it out. You can usually get it really, really cheap. Go to the grocery store and meat department. Ask them if they're, you know, giving it to anybody. A lot of people go in there. They ask for the bones for their dogs. They ask for the meat for their animals. You know, you tell them you got caiman. They're interested. Wow, crocodile. Can we see him? Yeah, come on over. Bring some meat. So if you get raw meat without bones, you need to supplement their diet with reptile calcium and reptile vitamins. You can get either one of those things at any reputable reptile pet shop, and you can even get it online. The reptic Repti-Cal is one that we use all the time. Repti-Cal. Repti-Cal is not, that's what it's called. It's a little white powder. That's the one that we use. If we're feeding it meat without any bones in it, then we'll put it in a couple of Ziploc bags, toss the Repti-Cal in, shake it up like shake and bake, and then, you know, toss that on the side of the pond or put it on a set of tongs and hang it over the water for them to grab. They do eat it. They don't mind the taste. They don't mind the white powder as long as they're getting the meat. But if they're not getting calcium, if they're not getting bones, that is going to affect their growth. That is going to affect the way that they digest food. That is going to affect the way that they grow. I said that already, growth and grow. That would be the same thing. It is going to affect their organs and their skin. So you want to make sure they get bone. The only thing that they don't eat they don't digest is hair. So if you're feeding them a hair, although they'll digest most of the hair, they won't digest the hair. Okay. If you feed them a rabbit, they'll eat most of the meat, but they won't eat the fur. They will poop it out. Again, if you're feeding them raw meat, and if you're feeding them bones, and if you're feeding them calcium, and if you're feeding them animals, live animals with fur, dead animals with fur, dead animals with hair, they are going to poop out the hair. They're going to poop often, and that poop is going to stink. You will be changing filters on a regular basis. Make sure you have some extra filters lying around. You'll be checking the pumps to make sure that the pumps are working good. You want to make sure you have a pump strong enough to handle all the water in that pond. And I got to tell you, just one more time about poop. Caiman poop, it is the smelliest thing I have ever had the misfortune to spend any time around. Oh, my goodness. So, that being said, make sure you got filters. Make sure you pick a day. Make sure you pick a day that's different than the day they feed them. And make sure you feed them using something like a white bucket and on one end of the pond. Okay, I'll call the number, 818-369-1429. Also, another thing that you might want to think about is the closer that you get to feeding them at night, the more realistic it will be for them, since they are known to be mostly nocturnal animals, nocturnal being that they like to do most of their stuff at night. During the day, they usually submerged underwater hiding or out of the pond, laying out on the edge of the, you know, on the edge of the land area, under the sun or the heat lamp, whatever you're using, catching some rays, regulating the body temperature, basking in the sunlight, basking in the UVA and UVB. At night, they get a little bit more active. Now, what's really cool is being able to go in at night to feed them, taking a flashlight in, and then shining the flashlight on the water and seeing those reflections of their eyes, the eye shine reflecting back at you, and counting how many you see in the water and wondering if there's any standing around by where you're supposed to feed them waiting for you. That was always fun. So we got some night lights in there, so you could go in, turn on the night lights, and see what's going on and put them in there and then move around and get out quick. Because even though we have the white bucket and even though we're feeding them and even though they got plenty of food, they snap a little bit. They can be a little bit aggressive, these things. Just a little bit aggressive. Yeah, and they'll snap. A couple times, I just sat down on the edge of the pond and I put the food down next to me. And it was really funny was all of a sudden there was a head coming out of the water just sitting next to me, just looking at me and looking at the food. It was like, maybe I better move. Yeah. So just keep an eye on what you're doing. Keep your hands out of the way when you're feeding them. Unless you're actually feeding them and you're putting your hands near the water, you're not going to get bit. On filtered day, they know it's filtered day, they'll stay away from you. But on a feeding day, you just got to be a little careful. Don't stick your hands in the pond on feeding day. During the day, they spend most of the day soaking up the heat in the sun. At night, they spend the night hunting, eating, hiding. be prepared to refill the pond occasionally because they like to splash around, and swimming and eating reduces the water levels. Probably drink some of the water. They definitely take some of it out of the pond with them and they splash around in it. So you need to replace the water. Put a float in it with a hose attached so you don't have to keep doing it. Oh, excuse me. Put a float in the water, put a filter in the water, put those things on one side of the pond. Maybe in one corner, that's where you have your float and your filters. Maybe on another corner of the pond, you can put a nice little tree or an overhanging bush or a couple bushes or a couple trees, small trees. The third corner, maybe that's where you want to feed it. And the fourth corner is where you want the entrance to be so you can get in and out and you don't have to worry about anything being there when you come in and out because there's no reason for them to go over there. The only time that would be a hassle is that's probably where they'll go when you're messing with the filters. So if for some reason you have to get out in a hurry, you probably have to cross over them. We never really had to worry about it if we were messing with the filters. They just stayed, you know, one of us would mess with the filters. The other one would, you know, keep an eye on the caiman. And after a while, you just get a feel for it. Mess with the filters, you know they're on the other side, and you look around, you keep an eye open. And you can keep half an eye if your peripheral vision is any decent. You can keep half an eye and know that everything's, you know, that it's all right over there. Okay, this is Caiman Hunter. This is Live with the Caiman Hunter. I am the Caiman Hunter. This is Bam Rubenstein. Call in number is 818-369-1429. Each week, we do another subject related to caiman. Caiman crocodilus is the scientific name. Spectacle caiman is their common name. People sometimes say they're speckled caiman or spectacular caiman, which they are, but they're not. And the actual name is spectacled caiman. Spectacle because if you look at their eyes, you look at the ridge over their eyes, the ridge, the bony structure over their eyes, it makes it look like they're wearing spectacles. Or whoever it was that first saw them thought that that's what it was, so we called them spectacled caiman, and that's the name that stuck, spectacled. Not speckled or spectacular, but spectacled caiman. Every week we will talk about different things relating to spectacled caiman. The information that I give you on this show really will relate to almost any of the crocodilian species. The differences are that a caiman, on average, the male will not grow bigger than 6 feet, and on average, the female will not grow bigger than 4.5 feet. The differences between that and other crocodilians is the size. These are like the dwarf of the crocodilian species. The little people, the midgets, the little guys. So all the rest of the crocodilians get to be 12, 16, 18 feet. Not all, but some of them. And these are the smaller ones. So that's the difference. If I'm telling you how to do something with this, if you're dealing with other crocodilians, if you're dealing with a salty or a Nile, or you know, even an alligator, the sizes you'll have to double and triple depending upon the size of your animal. The food you'll have to double or triple depending upon the size of your animal. Good rules that are telling you, you can still use those good rules, you know, cleaning, feeding, sizes, food compared to the size of the head, all those things are still going to be good, you're still going to be able to use them, but you have to adjust. What I'm talking about here are caiman crocodilus, spectacle caiman, males don't grow more than average, don't grow more than 6 feet, females on average don't grow more than 4.5 feet. Next couple of weeks, next week we'll do another subject. Week after that, another subject. Sometime the next month, I will be going over the exceptions to the rules. So that might be a good one if you guys are interested in some of the exceptions, some of the weird stuff that we've seen happen. We'll do an exceptions by the rules. I think I'm going to try to go over the difference between adult caiman and baby caiman. Within the next month, we'll try to do something maybe on the sites regulations, maybe on importing and stuff like that. If there's anything in particular that you guys would like to know about, like to hear about, if you go to our webpage, caimanhunter.com, and don't see it, go to our links page and see if it's listed. If it's not there, send me an email. Shoot me an email, bam@caimanhunter.com, or go to our message board. Don't go on our message board and say, hey, you got any caiman babies for sale? As I try to tell you all the time, if you go to caimanhunter.com/forsale.html, that will have everything on it. If I see that you wrote on my message board, hey, you got any caimans for sale? I know you didn't read my website. Probably won't even answer you. Even if you gave me a long description of where you live, how good you are, what your email address is, how long you've been working with caimans, if you're not going to bother reading my page, I'm not going to bother answering your question. That's just the way it is. If you want to be linked, feel free to drop me an email or write it on my message board. If you want to know something that I haven't told you or that's not on my webpage, feel free to shoot me an email. Put it on my message board. If you are a teacher and want me to shout out your school or send you something to help you or give you information about reptiles, drop me an email. Go to my message board. Also, to let you know quickly, after this show, after all of our shows, after every show, archived copies of our shows and all previous shows can be found at blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caimanhunter. And also at caimanhunter.com/radioshow.html. Okay, blogtalkradio.com/bam-the-caimanhunter. There's dashes between the words. And at caimanhunter.com/radioshow.html. There'll also be archived copies of this and previous shows. The future shows aren't up there yet. Haven't done them yet. Feel free to give me a call, 818-369-1429, until the show ends. Feel free to drop me an email at any time, bam@caimanhunter.com. Go to our message board, caimanhunter.com. At the bottom of the page, far right column, you'll see it on our website. Check out our for sale. Check out our rescues. Check out our links pages. If you want to become a friend of the show, like ForgetMeNotForKids.com or AustinCustomTollett.com, drop me an email. Leave a message on our message board. We like to let people know about our friends. We like to let them know to go ahead and support our supporters, ForgetMeNotForKids.com and AustinCustomTollett.com. And Lewis Stone in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's about all I got on feeding and diet. That's about all I got on talking points. Remember, if you're looking for a musician, Richard Daynor is your man. And next week, we air a show every week, 1300 CST Eastern. I'm sorry, 1300 CST Central Standard Time. That is 2 p.m. on the East Coast, 1 p.m. Central, and in the mountains at noon. Every Wednesday, 2, 1, and noon. Mountains, Eastern, Central, and Mountains. We have a show, Caiman Hunter, Live with the Caiman Hunter. Feel free to give us a call, 818-369-1429, or send us a message. Email us, message board us, tell us what you want to hear about, what we could do for you. Thank you very much for listening to us. Have a wonderful day. Happy herping. This is Bam, the Cayman Hunter.